This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Overcoming loneliness is one thing, but overcoming loneliness that is the product of betrayal is another experience. Have you ever felt that before? Have you ever felt at odds with those who should be the dearest and nearest of people to you? Have you experienced situations that have left you gasping for a pillar to lean on, or an attentive ear to hear you out, or a nearby shoulder to weep on? Perhaps certain thoughts have crossed your mind, thoughts that have crossed all of ours before, that no one seems to have time for me, no one understands my challenges, and even if they did, no one could really help. People are so near, yet they're so far. If any of this resonates, then I want you to consider this suggestion: to cast aside every weak and helpless mortal, and instead cast your eyes towards the maker of them all, the one who has time, the one who understands you better than yourself, and the one who is aware of your current dilemma even before it came into existence. And on top of all of this, he has the answers. That description, of course, fits none other than Allah Almighty, Al-Qarib. So who is Al-Qarib? He is the nearest of all with respect to his power over his creation. Nothing stands between him and his will over them. And he's also the nearest to his creation with respect to his knowledge of them. Nothing veils his hearing, nothing veils his seeing, nothing veils his awareness of their every movement, and every thought. You're always within his reach and his knowledge, always within his command, fully encompassed by his awareness, fully encompassed by his power. No one is nearer to you than Allah Al-Qarib. But on top of that, he draws even nearer to those who draw near to him. And whatever steps they take to draw near to him, he is nearing to them even greater than they are to him. Allow me to demonstrate this by giving you three scenarios of objects that draw nearer to one another. The first is when one of the two objects is stationary and the other, second object, is moving towards it, like your journey towards the Kaaba in Mecca. So they are drawing nearer to one another, but only one object is moving. Then you have the second scenario, where both of the objects are drawing near to one another. Both are moving at an equal pace. Like, for example, two people who are walking to a meeting with one another. They're both moving towards each other. Then you have the third scenario, when both objects are moving towards one another, but one of them is moving at a quicker pace than the other. One is more eager than the other. Now, would you believe me if I was to tell you that that third scenario applies to the believer and his Lord? When you draw near to him, he draws nearer to you at a pace that is faster than yours. La ilaha illallah. That is Allah Al-Qarib. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, إِذَا تَقَرَّبَ الْعَبْدُ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. When a servant of mine draws near to me a hand span, I draw near to him an arm span. Subhanallah. وَإِذَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ بَاعًا. And when he draws near to me an arm span, I draw near to him a space covered by two arm spans. And then he said, وَإِذَا أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلًا. And if he comes to me walking, I will go to him running. Subhanallah. It's not odd for a slave to draw near to his master. What is odd is when the master draws near to his slave. That's a Lord to be loved, a Lord to be drawn near to. And with all this kindness that he extends, he is a Lord to be shy of. Perhaps you've noticed how people, when texting one another, they're quite bold in their tone, but they're a little bit shyer say, during a phone call, right? So people can be very bold during a phone call, again, but they're a little bit shyer when speaking in person, face to face. The idea here is that nearness to someone brings about greater levels of shyness and apprehension and careful treading. What then of Allah al-Qareeb, who hears our words before we even utter them and is aware of our thoughts before they even come to us and sees our crimes before we commit them? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Certainly we created man, Allah said, and we know what his soul whispers to him, and we are nearer to him than his jugular vein. The immediate fruit of knowing this is a deep sense of haya, shyness, to be seen crossing a line of Allah, who is that near. When he would set off in travel, after bidding his family farewell, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say in his dua, Allahumma anta as-sahibu fi as-safar wal khalifatu fi al-ahl. Oh Allah, you are the companion during the travel, and you are the carer of our families whom we have left behind. La ilaha illallah. A Lord who is near to both the traveler as he travels the earth and is simultaneously near to the family whom the traveler had left behind is a Lord who deserves the name Al-Qareeb and is a Lord who deserves of our haya, our shyness. I mean, think about that reoccurring scenario when a loosely clad member of the opposite gender walks past as you stand with a friend or a family member. At that moment, many will first secretly assess their friend's perception. Has he noticed what I've noticed? Will my friend notice the gaze that I really want to extend? He may even wait for a timely cough, a sneeze, even a blink from his friend to then catch a treacherous strategic glimpse in a desperate attempt to satisfy his inquisitiveness. It's a familiar situation to a lot of people. But only in the life of those who lost sight of just how near Al-Qareeb is, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time and time again, Allah reassures us in the Quran that all what man needs has in fact been brought near to him, should man choose to access them. What is it that you need? Is it the rahmah of Allah that you want? Inna rahmatullahi qareebun min al-muhsineen. It is the mercy of Allah. He said, indeed, the mercy of Allah is near to those who do good. It's near. Perhaps it's victory against an enemy. Allah said, Ala inna nasarallahi qareeb. Surely the victory of Allah is near. It's qareeb. Perhaps it's a dua that you want answered. Allah said, Inna Rabbi qareebun mujib. My Lord is near and He is answering. It's near. The reason why a lot of high-profile people don't like giving out their mobile numbers is because they know that it makes them near. And if they are near, they're going to be pestered with constant requests. That's what we do when we have access to those who can help us. We ask, so why make Allah an exception? Who is not only Al-Qadir, the most capable of them all, but He is Al-Qareeb, He is the nearest of them all. It's been made so easy, ask of Him. He's accessible, ask of Him. Climbing to the top floor of a building requires the use of stairs. Rising to the top of a top floor of a skyscraper requires the use of an elevator. Reaching the clouds requires an aeroplane. Landing on the moon requires a rocket. The idea is that the further the objective is, the more sophisticated and powerful the equipment needs to be in order to reach it. So imagine what must be required to reach Al-Ali, Allah the Most High, whose throne is above the very heavens and crowns all creation at the very top. Well, surprisingly, no apparatus is needed at all. All what is needed is for you to simply humble your heart, then raise your hands in dua, and behold, you would have arrived at the doorstep of the source of all power, Allah, with dua, the highest is also the nearest. Allah said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. when my servants ask you concerning me, then I am near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ I respond to the call of the caller when he calls upon me. And it stands out so obviously in the Qur'an that almost every time the nearness of Allah is mentioned, it happens to be in the context of dua. Subhanallah, it's amazing. So Allah Almighty, He would say, إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ My Lord, He is near and answering, meaning dua, side by side. Allah said, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ I am near, I respond to the dua of the supplicant. Subhanallah. Every time in the Qur'an, this seems to be the case. When in love, we all ask the question, how can I draw near? And let's ask the same question to the one whom we love the most. And we yearn for his nearness. How can we draw near to him? Here's a few ways. The first, increase your sujood, your prostration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to draw closer to him through sujood. He said, wasjud waqtarib. Prostrate and draw near. That's the first. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدْ فَأَكْثِرُ الدُّعَاءِ The nearest a person can be to his Lord is during his prostration. So maximize your dua, meaning in that state. The second thing to draw near to Allah is give attention to the obligations of Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ That my servant cannot draw closer to me through anything that I love more than the obligations of Islam. So fix the holes in your daily salah, my brother, my sister. Fix the days of fasting that you've missed. Fix your zakah, your hajj. Unfortunately, a lot of people will equate obligation of Islam with basic. No, according to this hadith you just heard, obligation means the dearest to Allah. Then the hadith continues, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ And my servant continues to draw closer to me through the voluntary acts of worship until I love him. Allahu Akbar. Those voluntary acts of worship are your elevators to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after you've perfected the obligations. Number three, how else to draw near to the beloved? By exerting yourself during the latter part of the night. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الرَّبُّ مِنَ الْعَبْدِ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ الْآخِرِ The closest that the Lord is to a worshipper is during the last hour of the night. And then he said, فَإِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَن تَكُونَ مِمَّنْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي تِلْكَ السَّاعَةِ فَكُنْ He said, sir, if you're able to be of those people who remember Allah Almighty in that hour, then be that person.